So you have three experiences: Purusha Prakriti, Brahman Maya, Ishvara Shakti. So to make the word spiritual more complete, we may say that spiritual experience consists of the experience of Purusha Prakriti, Brahman Maya and Ishvara Shakti. All kinds of experiences that you can get in this realm are all called spiritual experiences. And there are many experiences of this kind. There are, in these experiences, those of universality. You become very wide. Experiences of infinity, experience of eternity, experience of covering the entire space, entire time, and even experience of spaceless and timeless, going beyond space and time. You have then the experience of great peace, particularly in the Purusha consciousness and Brahman consciousness. There is the experience of great peace. You have the experience of a great clarity and light. Experience of a great power, particularly Ishvara Shakti. In that experience, you find a huge current of energy flowing out from you under the complete control of your being. Experience of what is called in the Vedanta, in the Upanishads, experience of Satchidananda. Purusha is normally experienced only as Sat, only as being. But Brahman is experienced as Satchidananda. But still, in the Brahman, the emphasis is upon Sat, upon peace. And silence is a greater emphasis. Also Chit and Ananda also are experienced, but they are, as it were, involved in the experience of peace. When you come to Ishvara, then all the three, Satchidananda, are experienced in their fullness. When you experience all the three together, then that is called the experience of Purushottama. These three are higher experiences. The experience of Purushottama is the highest experience. The highest Purushottama has the highest Shakti manifest in it. That highest Shakti manifest is called Supermind. So the word Supermind is also a word which indicates the highest. When we use the word normal being, then we mean our ordinary surface consciousness of body, life and mind, or something that is behind the surface of which we are aware. That is our normal being. As compared to the inner and inmost and higher and highest, our normal being may also be called the lower being as compared to this. That which is normal to us is, from the point of view of these realms, is the lower being. But there is still lower than lower. The subconscious, unconscious. There is a being in us of which we are hardly conscious. We were conscious of it yesterday, but today we have forgotten. It is subconscious to us today. You can recall it sometime, if you, pressure is given, you can recall it. But at the moment, it is not in your surface consciousness. There are certain things which are going on in your body, which require some kind of conscious triggering, but of which we are not aware. A wound is inflicted on my skin, and there is a triggering of the consciousness to my brain, which somehow tells the brain that a wound has occurred. I am not aware of it, that this triggering takes place. As a result of which, the nervous system comes into operation, and the white corpuscles of the blood begin to flow in a greater quantity towards the place where there is a wound, which will try to heal the wound as soon as possible. Unless there is triggering of the brain, this one won't happen. And triggering of the brain won't take place unless there is some kind of a conscious signal to it. All this takes place, but we are not aware of it. It is subconscious. And below subconscious there is complete unconsciousness. Subconscious is compared to somnambulist. You know, somnambulist is one who wakes up in sleep, prepares a cup of tea, drinks a cup of tea, next morning when he is awakened, he does not remember anything of the kind at all. Even while he is preparing the tea, he is not aware that he is preparing tea. When he drinks tea, he is not aware that he is drinking tea. But he does everything very carefully, then goes to sleep, and next morning he has no trace of it at all in his consciousness. These are the phenomena of somnambulism which have been noticed and recorded. And some people have the habits of this kind. The subconscious is like a somnambulist. Somnambulist is on the verge of waking but does not wake. That's a special kind of description of a somnambulist. He is on the verge of waking but does not wake. If you suddenly touch and wake up this somnambulist, he will himself be surprised to find himself near the stove preparing the tea. He was not aware of it. But unconscious is not even on the verge of waking. It is really in deep slumber, and there is no sign of any stir of waking, and yet it does many activities of consciousness. It is a state of deep sleep of consciousness, and our root, the lowest we might say, is this unconscious or the inconscient. Now this is the geography of our entire being, you might say. The inconscient, the subconscious, the lower, consisting of the normal being, of the body, life and mind, largely surface consciousness, inner body, inner life, inner mind, which you call the subliminal,